call the May 2nd meeting of the WPCA to order. We'll begin with a pledge of allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Longton.
Here.
Commissioner Sebelia.
Here.
Commissioner Maselli.
Here.
Commissioner Terry.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum. Item D, are there any alterations to the agenda? Does anyone have any alterations to bring up? Hearing none. Item E, motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of January 5th, 2026. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any abstentions? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Item F, communications pertaining specifically to matters which concern the commission. Are there any communications to be shared at this time?
I have none, sir.
Hearing none, moving on to item G. Remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda with 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public from up for items on the agenda. Third and final call, remarks from the public on items on the agenda. Hearing none, moving on to item H, report from operations. Mr. Superintendent.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Derek Albertson, Superintendent. Just a couple things. We had two safety inspections this month, one from an insurance inspector and one from the fire marshal office, and both went well, so that was a good sign. I want to compliment the staff for the blizzard that happened last Monday. Tremendous efforts to clear the pump stations and the facility, so we had no problems with both sewer and water. That was a significant effort by the team, very well coordinated, and we're very happy to report that even with 70 mile an hour winds, we didn't lose process. Overall, things are improving. We had a bit of a tough month in January, but we showed a 58% improvement in our main contaminants that we're struggling with, total suspended solids. Point of interest, we got some information from the state of Connecticut about our total nitrogen balance, and that is how much nitrogen we removed compared to our loading limit. So we have a loading limit of 118 pounds per day, and we averaged 59 pounds per day, so it's exactly half. That's one of the better removal efficiencies for the state of Connecticut, so that's always good news. And that's it.
Thank you. Any questions for the superintendent? Reports from administrator. Mr. Administrator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have one action item on the agenda this evening for activity, and we can discuss that when it comes up. But basically, everything is going well. The most important thing is we finally got an accountant hired, and she's doing well. She's dug right in, and she's good, and everybody is happy that she's there, and it's going very, very well with that. To reiterate what Derek said, the guys did a fantastic job with the storms. I mean, not only the plant did they have to keep open, but all those pump stations that went on and power outages here and there, sporadic, keeping all those pump stations open during the storm. We have one issue still on Massapequa. It's a transfer switch situation. The power went down there, blew out the transfer switch again down on that Massapequa station. And so that one ran for like 3 days on generator. But it kept up, and we had no issues going forward. The ESA modification for the water for the Chesterfield, corner of Chesterfield and 163 property, across from the transfer station, went through. That finally got approved, so that's a done deal. And we still have a position description drafted for a collection system trainee that's pending with with HR, so hopefully that'll start getting through.
Questions for the administrator?
Sure. Oh, I thought you had a question. Okay.
One question. The transfer switch in Massapequa, is that a Eversource or WPCH switch?
No, it's ours, and it was placed under warranty twice. It's out of warranty now that they're... But
what's the anticipated cost to replace it?
We don't have an estimate on it yet.
Okay.
It's an automatic transfer switch that, you know, we don't have to... Every now and then, the guys have to go out there now and manually switch it over. So
did it burn the switch out?
What's that?
It burned the switch out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, I think it's the model switch that's a problem. It's the same switch, model switch, that failed two or three times now that they replaced it. So.
Report from the mayor. Mr. Mayor.
I could just echo the congratulations to the staff and the snow removal operation. That's a lot of snow, that's all I can tell you. I haven't got to tell you anybody that. You did a great job keeping things clear, and also congratulations on your safety inspections. Also, I was contacted by the administration, Ron McDaniel, to bring to the town council on the agenda for the clean energy solar panels. That's something you want to elaborate on? I got it on the agenda.
Okay, sure. So yeah, I'm always chasing solar initiatives and whatnot. So a deal came up where it's basically it just uses some extra credits that we've had on the books. So they're going to develop a solar field or put a bid in for developing a solar field in Colchester, and they need municipal credits to do it. But the site regulations and the DEP regulations say during the bid documents that a municipality has to have site control over the property. So we're working through a sublease agreement so that we basically have no control over the property, but it's like a little meaningless agreement. And it's nothing money. It's not nothing money. It's $7,500 a year over 20 years. So it's $150,000 to the WPCA for doing absolutely nothing. So there's just every year we get a check for $7,500 for nothing.
That's a pretty good deal. So the agreement that the town attorney had some questions on, he did get it to the vendor's attorney and waiting for some correction, but I got it on the agenda anyway, and it should be a win-win situation.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, and hopefully we'll get this. I think they're not. We don't really control the property. It's just.
Even the minor,
checking a box for the bid project.
Even the minor changes that our town attorney had, their response was, "You're good to go."
Any questions for the mayor?
No.
Thank you. Item K, report from engineers, Mr. Superintendent.
Excuse me.
Yes, we met with the engineers, the WPCA engineers, this month a couple times. One for SCADA, that's the software that controls operations at the pump stations and allows for alarming if something's not working correctly in the plant or the collection system. And the same for water, and things are up to speed. And we also met with the engineers regarding some development, residential development in town, as described in the report. And also we met with an independent engineer, microbiologist, to review the biology in the tanks, because in January we were having definitely some problems with getting the bugs going. One was related to cold temperatures. The tanks were about 60 degrees, and the effluent was about low 50s. And once you get under about 55 degrees, microbial activity stops, so you really don't get good process. So two things happened. Got warmer, and we were able to change the pH and the nutrient balance in the tanks, and that led to the 58% improvement and trending in the right direction throughout February.
Any questions? Thank you. Item L, old business, we have none. Item M, we have one item to consider an act on a bid waiver for repair of two manholes located along Route 32. Frank, would you like to read the motion, please?
The Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to consider an act to waive the sealed bid requirements in Section 708A of the Town Charter for the repair of sewer manholes 912 and 916 located at the intersection of Route 32 and Fort Shantock Road to include repair of concrete cracking on the interior sidewalls as it is in the best interest of the town.
Thank you. Do you make that motion?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. Anyone have any discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to know a little bit about it.
So during the repaving project of Route 32, they paved over all the manholes. So as Prime Electric was going through and doing the manhole repair covers, mm-hmm. They discovered that two of these were pretty degraded, and they need repair. They're in bad shape, and you know, there was a third one that was there that we did 4 years ago, 5 years, 4 years ago, probably now.
Yeah.
At the corner of Gallivan. So these are a little north of there. They're degraded. So that as the mm-hmm. effluent comes down, the hydrogen sulfide eats up the concrete on the inside of the manhole covers if they're not vented and whatnot, and just degrades them. So these two need to be rebuilt. So they take out a lot of the brick, replace the brick, and then they seal it up with an epoxy product.
What's the cost roughly to do that?
$24,000 a piece, probably. I think it was
24,000
a piece?
Yeah.
So about 50,000.
Between the two.
Do we have an issue waiving the bids? Are we going to have a problem with that at all?
So our bid level now is $20,000 under the town.
Okay.
Purchasing policy, so it's over $20,000 per, and we had them bid them separately.
Okay.
But we don't want to obfuscate anything and try to
So basically, if we went to bid, it would cost $20,000 to go to bid. So
just to develop the bid documents.
Yeah. So the new bidder would have to be $30,000 just to break even. So it doesn't make sense.
Okay, makes sense to do that.
Yeah. And this is a company that we've used on four other projects. They did the one on Gallivan Lane. They did one up at Connecticut Boulevard. They did the distribution box project at the plant. Savy and Son.
I'm sorry?
Savy and Son is the name of the company. Okay. It's an epoxy product that they do. But they rebuild the inner structure, and then they epoxy it on the inside.
So it has to be done during warmer weather?
Oh, yes. Yep. Yeah.
So it's something that will happen in the spring?
April, May, June.
Okay.
Are there any others that are likely to need this treatment?
We hope not, but we haven't finished all the manhole projects from the Route 32 project yet. They ran into, weather. I mean, we ran out of time. There's a lot of manhole covers in that 32 corridor that they covered over.
Are there any plans to complete that survey prior to actually contracting with them?
No.
The key, this is the superintendent, the key manholes are the transitional manholes, where a pump station goes from a force main pipe to a gravity feed. So the force or the pressure keeps the hydrogen sulfide in solution, and then we have a transitional manhole where that force main goes to gravity. Those manholes we keep a very close eye on. They're the ones that are most likely to be degraded by the hydrogen sulfide. And one of those on Connecticut Boulevard we did find to be in bad shape.
Yeah, and to be clear, I mean, we're going to have to bypass these ourselves, too, so they can work on them. So we have to bypass. We're going to be paying for a lot of the bypass. And because it's in the middle of Route 32, we have all the police protection and everything else. There's a lot of additional costs just because of where these particular ones are.
I understand the process. My question is basically if it would be prudent, since we're going to have a company come out and do these, to look at all the other manholes that could be affected and perhaps do them all.
So, again, because they're covered with asphalt right now, we can't even get to them. So
the
when
ones
Prime
that we
Electric,
can see.
So when Prime, so let me, so this is the way the state works now. So when they plow, when they pave the road, they just pave over everything. So we have to come back in, and they give us a certain credit to dig up the manhole and replace it. That's our chance to get the inspection there. They're covered in asphalt right now. We don't even have the capability to uncover them and inspect those particular manholes.
Okay.
To see where they are. So as Prime Electric is going around, they alert us and they say, hey, this one is, you guys got to come in and take care of this one.
So there's no way to do such a survey at this time?
Not from the top down.
Okay.
No, we can run the cameras down through the bottom, but not look up the inverts.
So once these are all done, once we finish, once they cut all these manholes out on Route 32 that they after they finish the paving, which I imagine they're going to do in the spring, that's when they'll finish doing that. Are we going to do a survey of all of them? Do we just wait for the people that are doing the work on it to tell us, or do we go out and up
the? So we can see the underneath part because we run the cameras down there.
Right.
So we have all that data.
Yeah.
It's the top down that we can't really see that. Well, we can't run the cameras up.
Right. So. Yeah. But I'm just saying, do we have to go out there and physically remove the manhole covers and check the rest of them to make sure they're good, or who gives us the information? The people that are doing the cutting and of the asphalt and so on.
They do that as they're going along.
They're looking at what are they looking at? The cover, the cast iron cover it themselves.
Everything, because they're doing the rings, everything else in the top. And most of the times they replace the top layer of bricks for nothing as part of the project.
Okay. That's when they go out and cut that circle around it. And
correct.
It does a nice job. It's
yes.
Much better doing it that way than the way they used to do it.
We pay a lot of money for that contractor because they do a great job.
Yeah.
And the state doesn't even, they basically only come back and look at their work. I mean, they say, okay, yeah. We know,
it's
we
nice
know
and smooth.
Their work.
They do a nice job.
But the state gives us like $1,600 a manhole cover, and we're paying like $3,000. So we're
okay.
Paying way extra over and above what the state gives us a credit back for.
Okay. These quotes are pretty solid.
Yeah. Yep.
So there's no.
Yeah, they're going to hold those. And they asked me about it. I said, listen, we have to get a bid waiver, but they want to put it on their schedule for time. They called a couple weeks ago and asked.
And their work shows it. They do a good job.
Yes, they do. I don't think there's anybody better at doing what they're doing.
I've seen many years of people raising those manholes, and this group does a good job.
The collections crew does a post-plowing inspection, and 163, they didn't find one problem. And how many times did the plow go over that stretch?
Yeah.
You know, and for that to stand up like that, it really does say something about the quality of the work. So, yeah, Prime Electric does a good job for us.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Roll call vote, please.
I'm sorry.
Commissioner Sebelia?
Favor.
Commissioner Longton?
Favor.
Commissioner Maselli?
Favor.
Commissioner Terry?
Favor.
4-0, motion carries. Thank you. Item N, reports, referrals from planning and zoning. I was not able to attend the last meeting, so I have no report to make. Mr. Mayor, were you there?
For part of it, I was.
Okay. Do you recall anything that would affect the WPCA?
No. They got a few things going on, but nothing pertinent to the WPCA.
Thank you.
Well, I would say we have one project. This is Administrator Ron McDaniel, 245 Route 32, the condos over here. They've revised their plans. There was a fire hydrant that was originally specified by Fire Marshal Barnes that was eliminated. Now it was back in the plans. we've explained to them it doesn't really need to be there because there's a fire hydrant right at the street, but that's the fire marshal's call, not ours. But the way they have it on the plans, it is way too close to the water and sewer lines the way they have it spec'd on the plans. We've made those comments. I read the planner's comments back today in the minutes or her staff report, and I didn't see that addressed. But regardless, we'll work through it.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to item to section two, the Water Commission. A, report from operations, Mr. Superintendent.
Yes, this is basically just a quick note. It looks like we purchased 6% less water in 2025 when compared to 2024. You know, that was an initial cursory calculation. Water purchase is usually a good economic indicator, so I just thought that was kind of interesting. 6% is a significant amount of water. So most water companies are struggling because they're not selling as much water. It's a good thing we put in a rate increase when we did, because I think we'd be really struggling. Most appliances now are really starve the appliance of water, toilets, whatever. They're using a lot less flow. And I think that's part of it. But I was surprised by that number. That's significantly less.
Was there a big reduction from the casino?
It could be the casino. I haven't really seen their flows drop off. I know that their overall flows are somewhat diminished as compared to pre-COVID flows, but they've been pretty much steady this last year, 2025.
What has been the response from the ratepayers to the increase?
None. Very surprising. I mean, Ron and I talked about this extensively, the administrator and I. I thought they were going to come in the door with torches. But I think what it is that, you know, with the public hearing and the discussions, I think the commission did a good job of presenting the case, is that, you know, to maintain a good, healthy utility, you got to have the money coming in the door. But I haven't heard anything.
I literally had got no complaints. Now we're gonna propose a sewer increase next month. I'm gonna give you some information on that, but it's still nominal. I mean, I'll show you we ran the data today. I'll send that out to you before the next month meeting. But we need to go up on sewer rates too, because our expenses are going up astronomically, and our rates were lowered 10 years ago. They lowered the rate, and we're not keeping pace. We're just not keeping pace. I'm like, listen, $50,000 for two manholes. I mean, it's crazy money what it costs to fix things.
The administrator brings up a good point. If a lot of costs went up during COVID, and there was this expectation they would drop down, we thought the supply would increase, therefore the cost would go down, but we just haven't seen that. If anything, it's
still
just, you know, scaling up.
They did the Buy America stuff, so all the steel stuff went up because everything has to be made here, so that it's just a thing. And I don't want to get political, but I mean, we get bills with tariff charges on them. I mean, it's
And right now we are under market. Just getting to the sewer again, we are under market as far as our quarterly.
It's not going to be crazy. It's
Define under market.
Well, if you compare our rates for sewer on a quarterly basis compared to comparable towns, like a comp, then we, Ron and I, have anywhere from 30 to 40% under what a normal municipal utility is charging. So I think the success we had with charging more for water, one of the successes was that we communicated well that it's part of our responsibility to support the utility with an appropriate rate. As long as, like, the administrator is saying, we're not going to gouge anybody. We just, you know.
Okay.
So we should, when are we going to make that adjustment? When do we want to start making these adjustments on our sewer rates?
You want my opinion right now?
Yesterday.
On the record?
Do we want to?
I want to go up $10 on July 1st.
We want to do it increments? Do we want to do it every 2 years? Or?
Right now, I want to go $10 on July 1st and $10 on January 1st.
Okay.
To go from $80 a quarter to $100 a quarter by next
year. And will that make us whole or not?
No, but it's going to, I mean.
Are we still going to be close? So if that's not true, maybe we should go to 15.
I'll show you the medians. I mean, and we can look at it after that. But, I mean, that will bring in a lot more revenue to do this.
We can discuss this next month, you know, when we have the numbers.
Okay, good.
I'll send it out tomorrow. I'll just scan what I put together today, and you'll look at it, and you'll get it quick.
I'm just making sure we are going for enough. You know,
we're like 40% of median value right now of companies that I saw in this one survey, and it's an older survey, but it's still relevant. I looked at the numbers. You know, I'm looking at New London, Brooklyn, East Lyme, Stonington, Colchester, kind of our area.
But we can expect our costs to increase every year. Every year they're going to increase.
Oh, they've been incredible. And we haven't raised 5%, the rates.
10% or whatever it is. So maybe we should build that into our adjustment to make sure that we're covering. We're not going back a year from now and saying, you know what, we got to go another 10. Things get annoyed when they start seeing that every year type of thing. You'd rather just pay it once and it's okay, it's gone up this much money, and that's going to carry us for the next 4 years.
We have like 4,500 sewer customers, and I don't want you to get inundated with complaints.
Does everybody that gets water also get sewer?
No.
Okay. So is it a different?
10 times the amount of sewer customers that we have water customers.
Okay.
We have like 4,500 sewer customers and about 480 water customers.
Oh, so then my point would be that, all right, the water people didn't complain because there was an increase, but it's the sewer people are mostly different.
And there's a ton of differences with the things, right?
Yeah.
So the water customers, you can actually shut them off, right? Because, it's water.
We have
you can't shut sewer,
with
you
like
can't
us.
Shut people off for sewer. Mm-hmm. So now you're just leaning people's property if they don't pay their bills and going after them. So, there's a lot of money still on the books on the sewer accounts that are owed to the authority.
Do we have contractors with the big users? Like the state and the casino?
Yes.
Do they get a reduced rate or do they? No.
No. Rand Whitney does because they have a contract. Casino pays what they pay. So whatever increase that we go up, like if we go up 10%, so it's $80 now. So if we go to 90, that's a 12 or 25% increase, right?
Do we charge commercial customers more than we do residential customers?
No. No, it's based on... It's based on
that. Can we do that?
It's based on usage. So whatever your water usage is, you pay for the sewer. So if you're on a well, you got a flat rate, and we base it on a certain rate. So if you're a commercial customer, it's 0.004981 per gallon. 0.004981 is the number per gallon of water usage goes to your sewage usage. So that would be like Department of Corrections, the Home Depot's. We only have certain monthly customers that we charge that rate to. Most of them are quarterly customers. And they're, 95% of them are residential.
Are the most of the people that are delinquent like individual houses or are they businesses?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. I mean, there are people that own $20,000, $25,000 in sewer.
So what's the trigger to go after them?
Well, we're going to discuss that at another meeting. I would like to discuss a policy on that. I mean, if you're going to go after them for taxes, it's the same thing. We put a lien on their property, but and they changed the law on how often you could go after somebody or foreclose on a house for sewer use. So it has to be over 3 years, the debt, and over a certain amount of money. They changed that law last year or the year before.
Yeah.
So I testified against that. Like, we're an authority. I mean, this is money that we need to run the system. You shouldn't tie our hands on how we could go after people on that.
Okay, why don't we?
But you don't want to foreclose on somebody.
And we'll put that on next month's agenda.
Sure. I'll send the information out to, you know,
okay.
In a,
Item
I'll
B,
try to condense it.
Item B, report from administration. Mr. Administrator.
I think I've, on the water side?
Water.
Cynthia's working out great on the water side. The only thing we have to figure out now is how to redo the water audit, because we're not sure how Catherine did it before, how she got the data from one system to the other, but we're working on that.
Questions for the administrator? Okay. Item C, report from engineers. Mr. Superintendent.
Just a quick reminder is that we purchase water from Groton Utilities, and there's a lot of discussion in the media about PFAS, these forever chemicals. Groton Utilities is required to remove those in their treatment, and right now they are doing that, so there is not any exposure risk to the ratepayers here in Montville.
Do we verify that they've done that in any fashion?
Yes, there's a document called the Consumer Confidence Report that we get from Groton every year, and we file by law. We have to file that once a year, and we leave copies at the town hall. And it's on the website, and that shows that the concentrations of these chemicals. And they're ridiculously low. It's the parameters, the action levels are at parts per trillion. It's ridiculously low. But Groton Utilities does a very good job in their treatment, and the secret to pollution is dilution, so they have a lot of sources for their water supply. So some sources have almost negligible amounts of the PFAS, so they'll use that source, and they know that source is low. But their testing has shown no concern.
Thank you. Questions for the superintendent? Item D, old business, we have none. Item E, we have no new business. And item F, reports from Squaw. Squaw did not meet this month, so there's no report. We'll move on to Section 3, remarks. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Second call, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Third and final call, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Hearing none. Remarks from commission members. Dean.
No remarks.
No remarks.
Nick.
No, I just want to say keep up the good work, and thank you for keeping us so well informed. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. And my remarks is I'm looking forward to spring.
Next week.
60, yeah.
65.
I saw
65 in the forecast.
Don't forget to turn your clocks forward on Saturday night.
When are they going to get rid of that?
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
No, second.
We are adjourned at 6:34.
I have one thing or two things before. That's not official business, but so.